I always wanted a girl just like you.
Welcome back. You're listening to Chat with Women, and I'm Rochelle.
And I'm Pam.
And now we'd like to introduce you to Linda Finkel, who has written Finding the Fork in the Road. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
Well, I want you to tell us and our listeners what your book is about.
Okay. The book is about business partnerships. Now, I'm talking about people that, you know, get together to decide that they're going to be partners in some way in this business. They have some degree of equity ownership together, even if somebody only owns, you know, a half of 1%. And the focus is that many people get into business relationships like this, thinking that it's till death do you part, like it's a marriage.
Well, ours
kind of feels like a marriage.
You're just not having any sex.
No. Well, that's a different sideline. we may want to come back there in a minute, though. So the book, my focus is different. My focus is that business partnerships are meant to come together to the place of maximum profitability and satisfaction to the people involved. And then they separate in some way. So it could be one partner buys somebody else out. It could be they merge with a bigger firm. It could be one partner leaves and retires. There's many ways that they separate, but that's the fork in the road. But the fork in the road is that place of maximum profitability and satisfaction. So when, as all partnerships do, they reach this place where they really dislike each other and they want to drop each other out of a third-story window, they're able to come back to a higher place, which is finding the fork in the road and taking the relationship piece and the emotion piece and putting it to the back seat.
Well, I think that partnerships can be extremely difficult, and we've seen a lot of
speaking from personal opinion or personal.
No, actually, I think that Rochelle and I have been extremely fortunate that our partnership has been for over 5 years now in this business, and we really haven't had any big blow-ups or any big...
That's because I love you.
Yeah, well, it's because I keep calm. Let's be honest. Let's just be honest.
Well,
I keep the things calm.
We have to tell you, Linda, in years past, okay?
Yeah, years past.
She used to sigh. And I would get... It would be like, why are you sighing? And she goes, it's how I breathe. I go, no, it's because you're angry at me. She said, no, it's because that's how I breathe.
Could have been I was angry,
yeah,
too.
I think it was part and parcel.
It was probably depending. But I have to say, one of the things I want to talk about is with Rochelle and I, we didn't have the discussion, do you want to be my partner? It was just an assumption. I bought the domain name chatwithwoman.com and called her up and said, someday we're going to do something. She said, okay. It wasn't like we ever sat down and said, okay, what percentage do you get and what do we want to do? It was just an assumption that this is what we're going to do. And that's been how we've run this business. We are a corporation. We're legally bound in all of those ways. But
I don't think to protect our husband.
And I don't think this is real common, though. So I think what we want to talk about are what are some of the rules? Because even in our relationship, there is, you know, the times when it's like, okay, well, who gets to make this decision?
Yeah.
You know, who gets to say, because we do sometimes disagree. And when we disagree, she gets snippy. And I get quiet.
Ah,
see, that's a problem because then you know, I feel resentful. Mm-hmm. She gets, because she gets pissy. Mm-hmm. So, you know.
But we got a bulletin board. We did do a whiteboard. Yeah. And I put on, you know, Pam made 12 decisions. I made one.
No, you said, the reality is she goes, I don't get to make any decisions.
No, I have
I
no
never
voice.
Make any.
I have no voice.
And I said, BS. Mm-hmm. So I'm the one that said, let's write down how many decisions you actually make, which obviously was a lot. She just got pissy
it's
and I got
time for
quiet.
Lunch. I got to make that decision.
Not, no, you didn't. But I am a control freak. I will admit that.
I think but what Pam and I really do have, which is really, I think, the premise of and the foundation for our company, if you will, we have a mutual respect for each other.
Right.
High mutual respect.
Right.
And I think that's the key for us. But like Pam said, what are some of these ground rules for navigating a partnership?
Well, excuse me. One of the things that you said is that how you got into business together is exactly how many partnerships form. You know, one or two or three people get together and say, let's just go build a business. And there's no real thought to equity or ownership or decision making, or what if we disagree, or how do we get to handle a problem, or who gets, you know, who's the top dog if we get to a place, you know, any of those things. And it's frankly the things that cause a partnership to get to the place where the business itself could be very profitable and successful, and the people running the business, you know, ignore each other. I mean, I've had people throw chairs out of windows, scream at each other and call each other names and run down the halls. I often say that there isn't much difference between nursery school and partnerships except age.
Wow.
That's the only difference, really.
Wow.
Because they act like children. So if the ground rules, I think, would be communicating, if possible, before you decide to kind of work together about the major issues, such as, what if we disagree? Who gets to make the decision? Or how will we make the decision? Who gets to make the decision?
That's a good one.
You know, if we're in that situation, you know, what kinds of, you know, values? Values become a big issue as partnerships grow. So, you know, everybody's working hard at the beginning to get the business going, and then maybe the business gets really going well and, you know, I don't want to work so hard anymore. Or, you know, you have kids, you decide that, you know, seeing them grow up is more important. How do we deal with those things? And a lot of this, frankly, is about the conversations up front. Those conversations will never eliminate the problem from happening, but should it happen, or when it happens, now we can come back to, do you remember us having a conversation about this, instead of all the emotional stuff that comes up as part of the conversation? Does that make sense?
Yes.
No, no, it makes sense that you have a plan, but I think that the unfortunate part about all of that is that when you start a partnership, you have these big dreams and aspirations. You don't even think about the problems
or
the challenges of things changing, mm-hmm. and what do you do. And even if you make agreements in the beginning, trust me, since I've been in this for over 5 years, it doesn't mean it would be the same 5 years later. Just because we agreed on something 5 years ago doesn't mean now, even if I said to Rochelle, well, you remember when you said, she'd go, I don't care what I said then, how I feel now.
How come it would be me?
Well, I think that's pretty obvious because she's the control freak.
Thank you, Linda. Benny, no
hello.
Problem.
Hello. I mean,
do you think that's obvious?
I think not only is it obvious, but she admits it.
That's because I know best.
That's funny. That's funny.
But listening to you two, you know, you're right. I mean, but you have fun together, and you can tell that you genuinely like each other, mm-hmm. and respect each other. And I think what happens is, probably just like marriages, and I mean, I've been married since the turn of the century, so
me
I can't.
Too.
You know, so
I
can't speak to people who end up in divorce a lot, but I think what happens is that we have these kind of unspoken agreements, or mm-hmm. even if we spoke about them, and they kind of go on a shelf and we never revisit them.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they become a problem, we're like, wait a minute, I thought we had an agreement. Well, we can't have an agreement 5 years ago that we don't kind of revisit periodically.
Right.
So, you know, once a year you got to get together and kind of say, was what was important last year still true for each of us this year?
Well, that's usually how Pam and I do revisit things.
We have
over
happy
a cocktail.
Can I come?
Sure. You know,
no,
those
dirty martinis to resurrect things.
It's amazing what comes out of an experience like that. It's amazing how much we can learn.
Well, and I think the thing is, it's about having fun together, too. Do you know? I think you can be, you know, it's difficult to be in a partnership with just one other partner and not like the person you're working with.
Oh, I think it'd be impossible.
Why bother? I mean, why bother?
I have worked with many that's the case. They actually, I mean, when I say they want to drop somebody out of a third-story window, it's true, you know?
That's sad, because you spend so much time together. That's really sad.
Well, and I think partnerships, personally, I want to back up and say that I think partnerships make creating business easier.
True.
I would not be sitting here today doing this alone. So, you know, I think partnerships are really a good thing. I think that you, because you bring different strengths to the table, that, and so rather than have to hire it and try to find it, so I'm a believer in partnerships. I think more people should try to find them, because I do think you can be more successful.
But I think we're going to learn a lot from your book, Linda. So,
I hope so.
And I love the title.
Oh, thank you. I have a hard time with titles because I always want to come up with something snappy. And,
really?
Yeah. And so I'm going to send you a copy of the book, and I just want to tell you that I worked really hard with the publisher on the cover, and their creative people who probably to this day hate me, but they wouldn't want to taser me. The cover design, actually, my younger daughter who works for me doing my creative work actually ended up doing the design of the cover.
Is it a fork?
Well, see, that's great.
No.
It's not a fork?
It's not.
Well, we want to recommend your book from Linda Finkel. It's Finding the Fork in the Road, and it's all about partnerships and working relationships. So, Linda, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you, and continue with your successful partnership.
Thank you. We intend to. Believe me, we intend to. All right, you're listening to Chat with Women, and we've got some charisma sitting in studio with us. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
I always wanted a girl just like you.